This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, another great day in Trump land. Great things happening in Trump land. First of all, Donald Trump tells illegals, you will be leaving soon. This morning, Trump weighed in on the border situation, saying Democrats finally understand there's a national emergency at the border. He says if they work together, all will be well. He points out that bad hombres are being detained and will be deported. He points out others are being released into the country, will also be removed at a later date. In fact, he tells them not to get too comfortable because they will be leaving soon. All the people that are illegally coming to the United States now will be removed from our country at a later date as we build up our removal forces and as the laws are changed. Please do not make yourself too comfortable. You will be leaving soon. A tweet from Donald Trump today, May 17th, 2019. And then he tweets out, will the Democrats give our country a badly needed immigration win before the election? Good chance. We shall see. More good news. Trump nixes steel and aluminum tariffs on two allies. Trump has finally made a deal he's happy with regarding steel and aluminum tariffs with two of our geographically closest allies, Mexico and Canada. Trump announced today U.S. will lift steel and aluminum tariffs on Canada and Mexico in a move that will clear the way for ratification of the new NAFTA. The deal to lift tariffs takes effect no later than 2 days after the announcement. Minutes before Trump's announcement, Canada said in a joint statement the U.S. would drop tariffs and Canada would drop retaliatory duties. The move would lift the 25% steel and 10% aluminum tariffs the U.S. placed on the two trading neighbors almost a year ago in the name of national security. As part of the agreement to scrap the levies, the U.S. will be able to impose new tariffs on Canada and Mexico if they do not do enough to prevent any surge of imports of the metals. U.S. and Canada said in a joint statement they've also agreed to ramp up efforts to trace where the metals came from originally to stop the diversion of shipments from other nations to dodge tariffs. Top Republicans are reacting to the news. They're quite happy about it. Top GOPer on the Ways and Means Committee, Chad Pegram, I applaud Trump for lifting tariffs on steel and aluminum from Canada and Mexico without burdensome quotas. Canada and Mexico have taken significant steps to assure that subsidized steel and aluminum from third countries will not surge into the U.S. Chuck Grassley, the biggest hurdle to ratifying the USMCA has been lifted. This is great news for farmers. Iowa pork, soybean, and corn farmers can breathe a sigh of relief. They will once again be able to sell their products in Canada and Mexico. Chuck Schumer, it's a good thing these tariffs will be lifted. And we should urge our allies to join us in preventing China's predatory practices. There are still many other issues that are outstanding before Democrats would support USMCA. But we're getting there. More good news. Three states, including two big ones, for the 2020 election, just set new lows for unemployment. Let's examine which states these are. I always read these headlines and print it out and then get ready to read it on the show, but I haven't read it yet. So I'll find out along with you. So at a time when the national unemployment rate is at its lowest in nearly a century, three states have set all-time records. Vermont's lowest in the nation, 2.2% jobless rate, represents a new historic mark for the Green Mountain State. And along with the new low for Vermont, Pennsylvania's at 3.8%, Wisconsin's 2.8%. Wow. Set new standards for state unemployment. As indicated by records going all the way back to 1976, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin's fortunes are significant and that they will be key swing states in the 2020 election. Trends come in the same month where the U.S. rate fell to 3.6%, its lowest reading since December 1969. Good news, good news, good news. President Trump's economy. You think he's going to lose Pennsylvania and lose Wisconsin when they have the lowest unemployment rate ever? And there's Nancy Pelosi claiming that she never said there wasn't a border crisis. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi caved and handed President Trump a massive victory on the border. During her weekly news conference today, Pelosi falsely claimed that Democrats have never denied there's a crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border. Boy, this is a win for Wayne Root, right? I've written all the articles about this being a crisis. While she's lying about her previous comments, she admitted that Trump has been correct about the crisis on the border. Well, let me say this. We've never said there was, we have never not said there was a crisis. There is a humanitarian crisis at the border. Some of it is provoked by the actions taken by the administration. What is happening at the border is tragic, and we hope to address some of that in, in the disaster supplemental. And conservative political comedian Tim Young put together a compilation showing Pelosi admitting on Thursday that there's a crisis on the border, but denying it countless times earlier this year. Yesterday, Nancy Pelosi stated Democrats never said there wasn't a crisis at the border. So here's a mashup of Democrats saying there wasn't a crisis at the border 4 months ago. As noted by Breitbart, Pelosi and Democrats previously argued there's no crisis on the Mexican border. During a joint press conference in January, Pelosi and Chuck Schumer accused the president of using the backdrop of the Oval Office to manufacture a crisis, stoke fear, and divert attention. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said the situation at the southern border after a visit to El Paso, Texas, the first most dramatic thing we found, there is no crisis. Wow. Earlier this week, it was revealed Trump's gearing up to use the Insurrection Act to remove illegal aliens from the United States. Under the Insurrection Act of 1807, the president has the authority to use the National Guard and military in order to combat unlawful obstruction or rebellion within U.S. borders. The act was last invoked in 1992 by George H.W. Bush to quell the Los Angeles riots and was used by Eisenhower in 1957 to enforce school desegregation in the South. The president is also considering declaring the country full and arguing that the U.S. can no longer handle the massive influx of illegal immigrants. 109,144 immigrants at America's southern border in April, the highest number in 12 years, and a 6% increase from March. And if you wonder why we can't let all these people in the country, here's a new federal report out that shows that non-citizens equal 7% of the U.S. population, but commit 42% of federal crimes. In other words, non-citizens commit nearly half of all federal crimes, or more than six times their proportion to the American population. Data from the U.S. Census Bureau's American Community Survey shows non-citizens comprise 7% of the country's population. They commit more than 40% of all federal crimes. United States Sentencing Commission reviewed 321,000 sentencing documents in fiscal year 2018. The race of federal offenders remained largely unchanged. 54% of all offenders were Hispanic. 21% were white, 20% were black, 3.8% another race. Non-U.S. citizens accounted for 42.7% of all federal offenders. You've got to round that off. So it's really 43, not 42. 42.7 is 43. Immigration cases accounted for the largest single group of offenses for fiscal year 2018, comprising 34% of all reported cases. Cases involving drugs, firearms, and fraud were the next most common type of offenses after immigration cases. Together, these four types of offenses accounted for 82.9% of all cases reported to the commission. So 82.9% of all the crime in this country comes from illegal immigrants, drugs, firearms, and fraud. 92% of immigration crimes involve non-citizens. But they also committed other crimes at far higher rates than their 7% proportion of the population. Cases involving drug possession were nearly evenly split between citizens and non-citizens. In other words, non-citizens violated federal drug possession laws at a rate roughly seven times higher than citizens. Statistics were similar for violations of national defense, with 30% of cases involving non-citizens, as well as money laundering, 27%, drug trafficking, 24%, murder, 18%. Other crimes committed at higher rates by illegals include kidnapping, fraud, theft, embezzlement, extortion, racketeering, burglary, assault, commercialized vice, and environmental crimes, among others. The largest number of crimes occurred in border states and areas with sanctuary policies. Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Florida, and Southern California were among the most heavily concentrated areas for federal crimes. In the vast majority of cases involving both citizens and non-citizens, 87.8% the offenders were sentenced to prison. For the roughly 29,000 non-citizens convicted of federal crimes, that statistic was 98.5%. So it's great they're going to prison. It's bad that we got to pay for it. More news. The SATs are now going full-on racist. They're going to give you extra points because you're black. Extra points because you're Hispanic. Extra points because you're poor. Extra points because you live in an inner-city neighborhood. Can you imagine the stupidity? You know, I've never been a racist because in my life I've never had a single thought that black people and Hispanic people are dumber than white people, are inferior to white people. Never had that thought in my life. And it's very obvious liberals think about this every day. And liberals believe blacks and Hispanics and people of color are inferior to whites and can't achieve the same results as whites. I've always said liberals are the racists. The SAT is going to assign students an adversity score, which will factor in students' social and economic hardships. We'll fill you in on all this when we get back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. In the war room, deep inside the bowels of Wayne Manor, in a country I call Trump Land. My website's RootsForAmerica.com. All my great commentaries are there, RootForAmerica.com. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and you can find me on Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. War. I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be
okay. Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, we're back. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. This is War. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the world-famous War Room. Deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. Your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and I am American-made proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not ass-kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. I fight for taxpayers, not welfare bums, lazy welfare bums. This show comes to you from my flagship station in Las Vegas, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Founded, created, operated by Edward Stoltz, the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio. And the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot on syndicated radio across these great United States. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. They are publicly traded, meaning they are a stock. You can buy their stock and you could profit from a smart company if you like what you see. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. Most caller-friendly show in America, call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We take calls throughout the show, but especially in that third hour, 833-927-8255. Some news stories we want to tell you about. Exclusive. The 2016 Arizona police report is out. A cocaine pipe was found in the car rented by Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, but the authorities declined to prosecute. What did I tell you yesterday? Yesterday I told you that an FBI lawyer was convicted, literally, not convicted, but pleaded guilty of shoplifting multiple times. Multiple times, and nobody ever prosecuted. You know why? Because our country is corrupt, rotten to the core. The FBI, the DOJ, the NSA, the CIA, and all the leaders and all the politicians and all their children. Hunter Biden with a cocaine pipe, but nobody prosecutes. Try that if your name is Wayne Root. Try that if you're a Republican. Try that if you're the son or daughter of Donald Trump. You know, seriously. Unbelievable. The whole Biden family, they all get away with murder. Clintons, Obamas, Bidens, they're just so corrupt and they get away with all the dirt. It's not a fair world, folks. If you're a Republican, you get caught speeding 66 and 65, death penalty. If you're a Democrat, cocaine pipe, no prosecution. FBI lawyer, shoplift, nothing. Obama spy on Trump, nothing. Clintons with an extortion, literally an extortion scheme called the Clinton Foundation, putting guns to the head of world leaders, stealing their money, calling it donations, never then giving a dime to charity, and giving away government contracts and government money, your taxpayer-funded money, in return for those huge donations to the Clinton Foundation. Nobody ever prosecutes them. It's unbelievable. And how about the great new hero of the Democratic Party, the great new white gay hope? Pete Butthead. He says erasing Thomas Jefferson's name is the right thing to do. I told you, it's got nothing to do with whether he's gay. A, he's just pathetically liberal. B, he's pathetically liberal. C, he's a communist. He was raised by a communist professor father, and he's an absolute left-wing communist. So I don't care that he's gay. I don't care that he has a first husband. Oh, isn't that sweet? To make it out with the first husband. That's sweet. I don't really care. You know what I care about? He's a commie. Wants to erase history. One of the great men in history. I mean, on my list of the greatest men in history, Thomas Jefferson's right at the top. He wants to erase him from history. He says, yeah, first of all, a reporter says a blunt question. When you talk about going to every Jefferson Jackson dinner in Indiana, when you were running statewide, should Jefferson Jackson dinners be renamed everywhere because they were holders of slaves? Yeah, we're doing that in Indiana. I think it's the right thing to do, says Mayor Pete Butthead. You know, over time, you develop and evolve on things you choose to honor, and I think we know enough. Just look at what basically amounts to genocide. Jefferson's more problematic. There's a lot, of course, to admire in his thinking. Then again, as you plunge into his writings, especially the notes on the state of Virginia, you know that he knew that slavery was wrong. Wow. I think the real reason there is a lot of pressure on this is the relationship between the past and the present, that we're finding in a million different ways that racism isn't some curiosity out of the past that we're embarrassed about but moved on from. It's alive and it's well today. Pete Butthead, it's alive and it's well today. We're just like the Civil War and the American Revolution right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
According to White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley, President Trump will do everything in his authority to fight illegal immigration.
And look, the president has been very clear. He's going to do everything within his...
Is that a yes or no?
He is going to do everything within his legal authority to protect the American people.
That is
a yes.
Yes.
No. No, I'm just saying there are lots of tools at his disposal. We haven't used them all, and we're looking at ways to protect the American people.
Gidley was being questioned on Fox and Friends regarding the Insurrection Act, which would allow the president to use the military to remove illegal aliens from the United States. President Trump addressed the National Association of Realtors in Washington on Friday, where he spoke about trade with China.
We actually had a deal, and they broke it. Okay? I mean, I'm used to that. I've done it many times myself. But we had a deal, and they broke it. But I try and do it a little bit nicer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nathan says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel deep into the surface of your teeth and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
And speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Yes, here's Wayne Allen Root. I'm in fact here. I'm here. Hey, Chris, have we got our guests? We've got, we're just taking calls this hour. I didn't even notice that. Cool. Very cool. We have Christina Layla of the Gateway Pundit in hour number two. That's fine, because I've got a commentary to read here. I was going to save it for the top of hour number two, but I'll read the commentary here. And lots of news stories to talk about, and then we'll take your calls. As soon as they come in, I'll be glad to grab them. Let's consider this a free hour, a free and fun hour. And I didn't even remember, I told Andrew Paul, my producer and booker, that from now on Fridays, I think hour number one, we should be guest list, so that we could take lots and lots of calls. Say that five times fast. From now on, in hour number one, we should be guest list. So I can take more of your calls, because, in hour number three, it's hard to get through. People are calling it from all over the United States on Newsmax TV. I mean, we have so many viewers, so many hundreds of thousands of viewers, and so many people, hundreds, try and get through. So it's hard to get through in hour number three. But now in hour number one on Fridays, and if this works out well, I'll expand it to a couple other days too. In hour number one, you can get through. We don't have a guest, and we'll take your calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And I specifically picked hour one because we now have five stations in Connecticut and in Hartford and New London and going up and down the whole 95 and the whole state of Connecticut all the way across the Long Island Sound to Suffolk County, Long Island, the Hamptons. And so, all of you, this is the first hour of our show here on the West Coast at 3 o'clock, but on the East Coast, it's 6 o'clock. So that's the hour you're most likely to listen to because you're driving home from work at 6 o'clock. So we left the hour open on Fridays for you to call in, and if it works out well, we'll just do it all the time in that first hour. So 833-WAR-TALK, give me a call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, line them up. And in the meantime, I will read my commentary. Welcome to Trump land. Don't look now, but we're all living in Trump land. This is my commentary that comes out on Sunday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers around the country because it's nationally syndicated by Creator Syndicate. Don't look now, but we're all living in Trump land. And it's spreading all over the globe. The people want Trump-like leaders. In Brazil, there's a Brazilian version of Trump in charge. In Italy, there is an Italian version of Trump in charge. In Hungary, there is a Hungarian version of Trump in charge. In the upcoming EU elections, a Brexit party, remarkably founded only weeks ago, led by Nigel Farage, the UK version of Trump, is leading by double digits. The establishment Tory party, headed by the sitting Prime Minister of UK, Theresa May, is in last place. Why? She's the spitting image of a female Jeb Bush. Think about that one for a minute and don't vomit. Don't try not to do it while you're eating. A female Jeb Bush. A wishy-washy rhino who stands for nothing. She just happens to be a woman. Here's the amazing thing. The brand new Brexit party has more support than the famous Conservative and Labour parties combined. Combined. Why? First, voters want authenticity. You may not like Trump, but he's one of a kind. Second, voters want someone who stands for something. You always know where Trump stands. Wishy-washy, middle-of-the-road politicians are out of favor. You know what's in the middle of the road in politics? Roadkill. Third, globalism may dominate among government bureaucrats, intellectuals, and the mainstream media, and Silicon Valley, of course, as well. But the typical voter everywhere in the world supports nationalism and secure borders. They want a leader who will put their country, their economy, their jobs first. Someone who works for the citizens born in their country, who work and pay the taxes, not illegal aliens or skillless migrants who steal jobs, depress wages, or demand social services while bankrupting the taxpayers. In other words, Trump has turned the whole darn world into Trump land. Trump solidifies his hold in America every day. Trump-hating billionaire Mark Cuban just days ago reported that no one in the Democratic field could beat Trump. Trump-hater Joe Scarborough of MSNBC's Morning Joe said days ago, quote, Trump is going to be hard to beat because he looks like he's 20 years younger than a lot of Democratic candidates. Reality is setting in. A new Fox News poll found just about half the country rates the economy as excellent or good, and they give Trump credit. Trump and Republicans get credit for the great economy from 44% of the voters. Obama and Democrats get credit from 15%. That's called a landslide. Now to the piece de resistance. Trump just put the icing on the cake. Now he's just showing off. President Trump announced a new plan to dramatically overhaul immigration. No more visa lottery. Now we build America. No longer will people around the world get into America based on luck. Under Trump, immigration will be based on merit. Immigration based on family ties will be replaced by an immigration point system based on high-level skills, college degrees, English proficiency, and job offers in hand. How refreshing. How wonderful. Glory, hallelujah. Bravo, President Trump. In other words, immigration is fine. Trump and Republicans like myself love and value immigration. Immigration is the lifeblood of America. We welcome immigrants with open arms, but not all immigrants, not the world's criminals and gangbangers, not people without skills, education, or jobs waiting, not people looking for a free ride. Currently, 66% of immigrants are admitted to the USA because of family ties, and 12% are admitted based on skills and jobs waiting. Trump's new plan will flip those numbers. From now on, there's a new sheriff in town. America wants the best and the brightest from around the world. We want professionals, educated people, and those with extraordinary talents. We have standards now. Not just anyone can get in anymore. If you want welfare from cradle to grave, stay home. We want immigrants who can drive the economy, not ride the bus for free. To put it bluntly, Obama welcomed the worst of the world to America. Trump welcomes the best of the world. This is how we keep America the greatest country in world history. Welcome to Trump land. My commentary coming out Sunday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers all around the United States, courtesy of my syndicator, Creator Syndicate. Before I get to more news of the day, I want to mention the sponsor of this show, Tangible Investments. They have what I call golden credibility, 35 years in business, over 2 billion transactions. They are a discount gold, silver, and precious metals dealer. And here's the news you need to know. Headlines: central banks are buying gold at the fastest pace in 6 years. And leading the way is China. They've been stockpiling gold faster than ever. Chinese ownership of U.S. treasuries has been gradually declining, and they're buying tons of gold. Net gold purchases in the first quarter among foreign governments and central banks was 70% greater than 2018. Amazing. And some of the countries buying a ton of gold: China, Russia, Turkey, Qatar, and even Colombia. So take that as a lesson. You got to buy gold. You have to own gold. They know something's coming. You should know something's coming. And by the way, I heard from a great source yesterday, and I mean a great military source friend of mine, that, hey, Wayne, guess what? There's going to be some sort of major retaliatory strike in the Middle East by Israel. And the United States is sending everything we got. Soldiers, missiles, fighter jets, aircraft carriers, they're all going there. And it's not a bluff. And it's not us on the attack. He tells me Israel is about to do a major attack. And we're there to back them up, to have their rear. So, obviously, it's a good time to own gold. And if you're going to own gold, you might as well buy from a company with credibility and integrity, friend of Wayne Root, a friend of the show, a friend of the network, USA, but buy it at a discount. They charge much lower commission rates. You get a much better price. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions, and they can show you how to protect your assets. 800-780-9000. All right, so I was talking about Pete Butthead, otherwise known as Pete, I think, is it Butt-Edge-Edge, Buttigieg? If you say that, Chris tells me, like, you're Buttigieg, and that's not what I have heard again and again from people who know. It's Edge-Edge. It's not Buttigieg, Buttigieg. So it's Buttigieg-Edge. Who cares? It's Pete Butthead. And he's, first I told you moments ago that he had some really odd things to say about Thomas Jefferson. It's time to get rid of his name, to remove him from the statues and all the public buildings and the highways and the schools. One of the founding fathers, one of the greatest Americans in history, one of the great presidents in history. Now he says, Pete Butthead says, Christianity has extremist factions just like Islam. This is today's Democratic Party. This is it, folks. Christianity had its own extremist factions of faith similar to that of radical Islam in the Middle East. They asked about the differences between Shia extremism and Sunni extremism. The 2020 presidential candidate immediately compared radical Islam to Christianity. This is the problem with the Democratic Party. You're nuts. There isn't anybody in Christianity who's running around killing people in the name of Christ, let alone lots of them. But there are lots of Muslims around the world running around killing people in the name of Muhammad, in the name of Islam, in the name of the Quran. You can't compare the two. Well, you know, he said, not unlike Christianity, when it is motivating someone to do something extreme, it could have 1,000 different flavors. He also compared the radical Iran regime to President Donald Trump's administration. Can you imagine? And you know, Iran, the Iranian regime, does not speak for all the Iranian people any more than, you know, we're all secretly enthusiastic Trump supporters, meaning lots of us aren't for Trump, so Trump doesn't speak for us. And then he lamented that moderate Iran factions that wanted to work with the West and the United States were burned by Trump's decision to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. Couldn't be further from the truth, you liar! You liar! Any radical Iran faction has got to hate Trump, and any moderate Iran faction has got to love Trump. If you're a moderate Iran faction, you love that Trump killed the Iran deal. He says, imagine if you're an Iranian politician who put all of your eggs in the basket of saying, let's make a deal with America, now you're going to have a lot of egg on your face. No, you idiot. This guy, Butthead, doesn't understand a damn thing about the world. The Iran deal was a nightmare for the United States. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back, Wayne Allyn Root. My doctor suggests, as a sponsor of this segment of the show, if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, I've got something exciting to share with you. I'm not just the host who reads a script. You know that? Every product I sell on this show, every product I promote on this show, every product I endorse on this show, every product I talk about on this show, I use. And it's got to be good. In other words, I buy my gold from Tangible. And I went to Synagenics for my anti-aging. And I go to my doctor Suggest for my alkaline structured silver liquid and mouthwash and soap and lozenges to get rid of my hoarse throat and gel on my skin. And don't forget, I use Sam Landis and his tax services as my tax lawyer. Matter of fact, I had 3 calls with him today. Had a 1-hour conference call with him this morning. Do you see how I actually use the products on my show and I rave about them and they really are in my life? And so the liquid colloidal silver, it's not colloidal, actually, I say it wrong, it's alkaline structured silver. The liquid alkaline structured silver is fantastic. Take it in the morning and night, and the lozenges I suck out of it, and the soap I use in the shower, and the skin gel I use on dry skin that's gone away, didn't go away for 2 years, went away in 2 days with their gel. It's really amazing. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when using my doctor Suggest products. Give them a call. Can't get their products in stores. You can only get them at 866-660-9868 or mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use the promo code ROOT and save 20% off. Or tell them ROOT, R-O-O-T, and save 20% off your order. 866-660-9868 or mydoctorsuggest.com/root. So, the word treason is finally being used, which I think is interesting. It was used today by Donald Trump. And it was used, I believe, today by Barr, because there is a headline here that says treason. Well, maybe he didn't use that word. Trump used it. It just says treason. Attorney General Barr finds government power was used to spy on American citizens. I mean, what would you call that other than treason? General Flynn's brother, Joseph Flynn, says the Mueller team and the FBI withheld information about how long they'd been spying on Mike Flynn. I mean, here's President Trump. He puts the Spygate coup on notice, the plotters on notice, and says treason means long jail sentences, and this was treason. So here's the article about Barr. In the first pair of interviews since being sworn in, Attorney General Barr told Fox News and the Wall Street Journal he was pursuing the investigation into the origins of the Trump-Russia probe, an investigation he has tasked to John Durham, the U.S. attorney from Connecticut. Americans need to know whether the government put a thumb on the scale to try and undermine President Trump, both during the campaign and during his first 2 years of the term. Just like we need to ensure that foreign actors don't influence the outcome of elections. Separately told Wall Street Journal, government power was used to spy on American citizens. I can't imagine any world where we wouldn't take a long look and make sure that was done properly. Barr has doubled down on using the term spying, which has angered Democrats after first using it during the Senate committee hearing, where he uttered the now infamous phrase, I think spying did occur. The AG has declined to elaborate on what prompted these concerns, though he has said he'd be interested to see the underlying intelligence that sparked the FBI decision in the summer of 16 to open a counterintelligence investigation. At this point, Durham's review, and that Durham is, of course, John Durham, the U.S. attorney from Connecticut, is a real bulldog. I call him Bull Durham. Remember the movie Bull Durham? At this point, Durham's review isn't a criminal investigation. A bar hasn't offered a timetable for when the investigation might be completed. Ultimately, the probe could lead to changing FBI protocols involving investigations into political campaigns. And President Trump declared, in response to Barr's interviews, that his campaign was conclusively spied on. Here's what Trump said. Trump was very actively tweeting Friday morning and evoked one of his 2016 campaign war cries, drain the swamp. He then called out former FBI Director James Comey. What happened is that Donald Trump won. Down goes Comey. He's funny. Lock him up, says Trump. My campaign for president was conclusively spied on. Nothing like this has ever happened in American politics. A really bad situation. Treason means long jail sentences, and this was treason. And guess who would be guilty of treason? Not just the FBI, not just the DOJ, not just Clapper and Brennan. Obama. Obama unleashed the might of the U.S. government onto Donald Trump and his associates to spy on his 2016 campaign. And the intelligence agencies used a Hillary Clinton-funded phony dossier to obtain the spy warrants. The FBI knew former British spy Christopher Steele was not a trustworthy source, and that the dossier compiled using his Russian intel sources lacked credibility, but Comey didn't care. He wanted to take down Trump. And all hands were on deck. He had James Clapper and John Brennan and James Comey all promoted the dossier and used it to justify their spying campaign. The spying continued into Trump's presidency. In fact, the fourth and final FISA warrant on Carter Page was granted in June of 17, 1 month after Robert Mueller was appointed special counsel. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, former DOJ big shot Rod Rosenstein signed the June 17 FISA warrant. 20 pages are still redacted. Rosenstein even plotted to wear a wire and oust President Trump via the 25th Amendment. It's treason. It's a coup attempt. It failed. You're going to jail.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey.